I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Lazy CEO podcast. I'm Jane Liu. Join my conversations with the entrepreneurs behind the iconic brands we all know and love. Hey, Potty fam. We're going to spice things up with some rapid-fire questions for Tammy Hambro. In case you missed it, the last episode was the full interview with Tammy about how she built herself to be one of the biggest influencers in the world with almost 18 million followers and founded 2 8-figure businesses, Tammy Fit and Saski. Quick TLDR in case you missed it, Tammy launched Tammy Fit as a downloadable PDF, which cost her $400 to make, and it's now a fitness and wellness app that's had more than 3 million downloads and is a $38 million business. She then founded Saski, an activewear brand that's had collections sell out in 90 seconds. All right, let's get into it. I don't know if you guys know, but we've been recording rapid fires for like social snippets on the side. And it just occurred to me that this is such great content. Like, why is it not on the podcast? So we're going to launch it with Tammy Hambro. Yay. Let's start with, what's the best advice that you've received?
Best advice would be never complain. Either change what you're complaining about, or if you can't change it, there's no point complaining.
I love that, because it's like the only thing you can change is your perception of the situation and yourself and what you do.
Yeah, exactly.
What was your first job?
My first job was at a clothing store.
Ah.
I was checking people's bags as they left the store, actually.
Oh my God. Were they people like, oh,
yeah,
I'm not stealing. Yeah. Did you catch anyone stealing?
No, to be honest, I was probably pretty bad at it. I was very, very young. I don't even think I was like checking properly.
I think it's probably just that it's like a fake security camera.
Yeah, to deter people from it.
Yeah. And then what's the worst job you've had?
Telemarketing. I used to cry after every shift. It was awful.
Oh my God. I would hate that. Actually, we've had like quite a few other entrepreneurs that were in telemarketing. I think like Sabri, who was on Shark Tank with me, I think like Sunday Body. I feel like it's a common theme out of the people I've spoken to.
I was not good at it. I was just getting yelled at a lot. It was not fun.
So what job in your company do you want the least?
Oh, I would have to say packing orders in the warehouse. I'm not organized. I'm very messy. I tried to do one the other day and I was like scrunching the paper and doing all that. Not my best job.
I'm the same. I'm quick, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
What are the rituals and routines that help you stay focused and centered?
Definitely meditation. Even if it's literally just a couple minutes of meditation, I absolutely love it, just to sort of reset my nervous system and reset my mind, especially if I'm stressed. Love my morning coffee. Love that. And also a tea before bed. Absolutely love that. Those are definitely some of my top little things that I like to do.
If you had to start, I know you've got other ideas, businesses and things in the pipeline, but if you had to start another business today, what would you start?
Oh, you know, I'd love to do something like lip liners or some sort of makeup product. Love blush at the moment. I think that would just be so fun to just sort of be, obviously I wear makeup like almost every day, so it'd be fun having your own sort of products. But yeah, I'm not doing that. But yeah, that's a little dream on the side.
I've had so many amazing like beauty brands on the podcast. I'm like, oh my God, that's a great industry.
Yeah.
I think if you did that, you would totally nail it. Add it to the list.
Yeah.
If you could have one unlimited supply of any one tangible thing for the rest of your life, for free, what would it be?
Endless supply, handbags. That would be great. Endless supply of handbags, please.
Yes, that's like the best one. Designer handbags.
Yes.
What is your guilty pleasure? What do you do to treat yourself?
Almost every weekend lately, I am ordering like these insane chicken wings with like all these toppings and all these things. I have a thing for chicken wings at the moment and I eat way too many. And yeah, that's definitely my current guilty pleasure. Also chocolate. I keep chocolate on my bedside table and I find myself like eating way too much of it.
And the last question is, what would you tell your younger self?
I would tell myself to be confident, love yourself, and just keep being you and keep going. And you're amazing.
Oh, I love that. Words of affirmation that everyone should listen to and tell themselves.
Yeah.
Love that. Hey, Polly fam, I've got something special for you. For a limited time only, I have a discount code for my business course. In case you didn't know, the course is a blueprint for starting an online business and growing it to 7 or 8 figures. It's 10 modules of videos that you can watch at your own pace, covering everything from sourcing product, growing and developing your product range, operations, and marketing and scaling your business. Just use the code podcast at checkout at thelazyceo.com. Two truths, one lie. Hit me.
I once mistook Leonardo DiCaprio for Johnny Depp.
Ooh.
Number two, I was once strip searched at the airport. Number three, I am getting married in Italy.
Oh my God. I feel like we have some like super Tammy fans in our office just outside who would be like, Jane, you're going to, if you get this wrong, like, I'm like, oh no. Okay. I feel like the Leonardo Johnny Depp one is pretty funny. It says probably true. You're getting married in Italy. Is that, and then strip search. Strip search is like possible. God. Okay. I feel like you're getting married somewhere else.
Yes, you're right. That was yes. Lie. I tried to make it hard.
Okay. Let's backtrack to how did you get Leo and Johnny Depp confused? Where were you?
I was in New York at the time.
But what like event?
I mean, there were so many events at that time. I don't even know which one this was. I had just landed in New York that day too. So
you're jet lagged.
Yeah, I was confused.
It's not your fault.
So I started speaking to Leo and I started talking about his dogs. I was actually thinking about Johnny Depp, you know, how his dogs, there was a whole thing with the dogs in the private jet and they weren't allowed to Australia or something. Yeah. So then I realized about halfway through that Leo had no idea what I was talking about. So yeah, it was a quite embarrassing situation.
Oh my God. And then wait, you got strip searched?
Yes, I got strip searched at the airport and it was mortifying. Yeah, I was wearing big baggy clothes. They always, when I used to travel a lot when I was quite young, I traveled almost every weekend. I was flying to LA and back and they didn't, and I was business class and I'd always like bought my own tickets and all that. And I think a lot of, they didn't really understand how I was traveling so much and had all this money and they didn't really get it. Like they went through my like bank accounts and my text messages and strip searched me. So yeah. They just didn't really understand like how I was making money, I guess.
Oh my God. You got profiled. Cause I watched like that show Banged Up Abroad. It like reminds me of like.
I love that show. I love that show. It's, but yeah, terrifying.
Do you know where you're getting married?
I do, but that is my secret.
Yeah, okay. The girls in the office, they were like, oh, ask her this. Ask her. I'm like, oh, I can't ask her. I'm like, it's a business podcast. I can't go into like her dating history and that kind of stuff. Like, and then I'm sure they would be like, oh my God, she's getting married in blah. You know, I'm like, yes, okay. Their lack of questioning actually helped me get this right. So yay. Slay. Thank you so much, Tammy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it from me for now. Thanks for listening. And if you're loving the podcast, don't forget to leave us a review. And if you want more, join the conversation on the podcast Instagram at thelazyceo_podcast. Link to the show notes. Catch you next Tuesday.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.